are the 1, 2, 3
Sore Losers!
Hey, what's up? I'm Eddie. I know the least about sports, and but I'm your average sports guy, your sports watcher. I just don't know the who's or the what's.
What's up, you guys? It is Ray here. I'm the one, the only guy that says, lock it up! I'm from the north. If you want to ice fish, I'll show you how to do it. I love to wrestle and play football. If you go to a bar this weekend and a guy's shotgunning a beer, it's probably me.
Nice. And we're still missing Lunchbox because he's sick. And I actually talked to him last night. I got on the phone with him because I've heard rumors that his voice is really bad.
I've heard from other people on our Bobby Bones Show morning show that it's real bad.
So we talked on the phone last night, and it's true. The rumors are true. Dude, his voice is terrible. I mean, he answered the phone like, this is normal Lunchbox, right? So he sounds like maybe 50 years older.
Hello? Hey, Eddie, it's me, Lunchbox.
And then sometimes when he gets excited, like we were talking about the game last night, he's like, man, it's just a cheater. And his voice cracks. Dude, it was brutal. So I get it. And I asked him, hey, is there any way that you can come do the podcast tomorrow? Because Ray and I have been doing it and it's fine. And we're talking about stuff, but we need the sports genius.
Dude, I've heard rumors that it was bad, and now you confirm that.
It was bad.
The voice has been gone.
Hey, and then I got offered from my kid's school to go and talk to like the kids and read Christmas books and sing Christmas songs.
What do you guys do exactly? Because I've never gotten invited to this, so I'm always curious what it is you
do. See, me and Lunchbox are a good team because I take the guitar and I sing Christmas carols or whatever. You know, I sing like our kids' songs that we've written. And then Lunchbox reads a book like Sam I Am, Who I Am, Green Eggs and Ham, and then all the kids laugh because he messes all the words up, and we're a good team. Like, we can entertain for a good 30 minutes, and so my son's school is like, do you guys want to come out and do a thing for Christmas? I'm like, yeah, let me call Lunchbox and see if he can come. Not happening.
And that was today?
Well, that's today, but I mean, I called him last night. He's like, hey, I can't even talk.
And his voice is his moneymaker.
That's his thing. Dude, speaking of his voice being the moneymaker... Poor guy. I don't want to talk about him when he's not here.
He doesn't care. I don't listen when I'm not on the podcast.
If I'm not on the Sore Losers podcast, I don't give a shh.
You guys needed the sports genius today. You missed on some facts.
I heard your show without any headlines. That's crap.
Dude, but speaking of the radio dude, I was watching Friday Night Lights, and I finally ran into the episode where he's in. It's phenomenal.
Producer added me on Twitter. You guys have to see it. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, I think it was in my Insta story, so maybe I'll repost it. I don't know how
you put it on Twitter.
I'll put it on the Sore Losers Instagram or Twitter. But it's funny, dude. It's so funny because he's the radio dude. His job is to use his voice and talk on the radio every day. And he does a cameo on Friday Night Lights, and he has this one part. He's the coach on the sideline saying, come on, let's go. And it's not even his voice. They overdubbed some other dude, didn't even use his voice.
And it's just him clapping.
Saying, come on, let's go.
But what production assistant made that horrible call? You have the option of using a radio, right now, a radio legend. Like, his voice is known throughout America. And they had that chance to use him in Friday Night Lights, and they went with an overdub?
Dude, it's crazy. As I watched the show, they shot it in Austin, Texas, when we all lived there at the time. And I remember them shooting. There's one time, me and the Bobby Bones, the host of our country show, we went out and did some crowd hyping stuff because they were doing like a scene where at the stadium, and they wanted the crowd getting hyped. So me and Bobby went out there, and I was his video producer at the time, and we were just doing things to get him hyped up.
And they were paying you?
No, we did it all for free.
Interesting.
I mean, at that point, it was just like, yeah, they shoot Friday Night Lights in town. If you want to be a part of it, you can go show up and be a part of it. So they asked us to do that, and we did. But as I watch the show now, I mean, the reporters, almost every reporter on that show I worked with. Like, they hired everyone I knew. Lunchbox, this dude Ricky Doyle, this other guy that I worked with, Victor Diaz, he's in it. This chick that me and Bobby used to work with, Jacqueline Renee, she was in it. I mean, dude, I watch it, and everyone I knew was in it. And I'm like, why were we never in it?
I was in it. I did some episodes.
You did?
I don't think I ever made it on screen, but you know, you'd need a bunch of students or something like that where I would never be seen on TV, but I was still part of the scene.
So what was that experience like?
Oh, dude, it was awesome. I saw a lot of the famous actors, but when you know Friday Night Lights, they're known for whatever. There's five main actors. I really only met about three of them. The other guys, sometimes they're not there a day that
you
we're
meet
shooting.
Coach Taylor?
Yeah, I met him and then one of the chicks, and I couldn't even, it was Minka.
Oh, yeah. You met Minka Kelly?
Dude, it was pretty awesome. They said, though, they're like, nope.
she talked to you like this? Hey, Ray.
We didn't really talk.
Oh.
But you couldn't take pictures with them. They were real strict. And it was before.
Do you have your own trailer?
No. They just threw us in a lunchroom, and we would sit there for, it was when I was.
So it was a school setting.
Yeah, but I was out of college, so I had time on my hands. I didn't have a full-time job. I was doing part-time gigs. You'd go sit there for 7 hours. You got paid, yes, but trust me, you didn't know when your scene was going to happen. You were shooting of the bull a lot.
But you weren't, you didn't have a job or anything, so you had all day to
They would
waste.
Just say, okay, you got, yeah, I didn't, I was part-time here and there around town. And so they would come into the lunchroom where we were sitting and they'd say, okay, guys, we're going to film in probably the next 3 hours. And we're like, what? And so we'd just sit there and wait until we filmed. And my scenes were, it would be a high school scene. We need 5 guys over there. You guys are the jocks. You're going to be in the background. I don't think I ever made it on screen.
It's always weird. Like, you watch the movie and you think, oh, man, like, it must be so cool to shoot these movies or this TV show. But really, it is hurry up and wait. Like, everyone's just kind of, like, sitting around doing nothing. If you're on the set, sometimes you don't even know when they're actually shooting.
Exactly.
They never, because I'm picturing, like, all right, everybody quiet, places, lights, cameras are rolling. Shh. Action.
Not every time.
It's not. It's like they're shooting while everyone's just hanging around talking and doing whatever. I don't know if the mics maybe just don't pick up everything else or what, but it's crazy, dude. I've been on movie sets and I'm like, so are they gonna start shooting? Like, dude, they're almost done.
Yeah, it's not glamorous where you go there. Sure, they brought us food and stuff like that, and we got a paycheck. It almost seemed like it took months for it to finally come in the mail. It was one of those, you know?
Do you get, like, residuals? Like,
no.
It was just a one-timer.
One-timer, unless they're sending it to a P.O. box in Austin that I don't even know of.
Dude, I'm so annoying when I watch that show, though, because, I mean, I know every scene in that show. Like, if they're at a restaurant, like, yeah, that's Franz, man, totally right there on Congress. Oh, dude, that's Trophy's Bar. I used to hang out there after work every day.
And then, like, just one day it got canceled, right?
Well, dude, they did like 8 seasons or right. something. I mean, it right. was a pretty long running show.
And it was cool to go see the fake high school they were at, because it was a real high school.
They were at Reagan, I think.
Yeah,
Reagan High School. I mean, I recognize it now. I don't didn't know they were shooting there, but I see it now. I'm like, oh yeah, it's Reagan, dude. For sure, that's Reagan. And then there's even like scenes like there's a university that they show in Austin. I think it's TMU is what they call it.
Is UT?
No, they don't call it UT. Like, they reference the University of Texas, but that's not the university that they show in the middle of Austin. So they even do a fake stadium with the Austin skyline to make it seem like it's another university. That's like, why didn't they just use the Texas stadium?
Right. Like, maybe they couldn't.
Maybe they couldn't. But it's cool to watch all that stuff. Dude, I'm so in it. I don't know, season 4, love it.
But you guys got to check out Lunchbox. Just go to our Twitter, Sore Loser Show, and it's pretty funny.
Come on, let's go.
It's him just clapping, overdub voice, not even him.
So funny.
You got being on screen, though, you get paid more than one of the extras.
Yeah, and he was probably there, like you were saying, he was probably there 10 hours before they even, like.
Oh, yeah.
And then for that, he came out for 2 seconds.
For that 2 seconds, though, you got to realize he was probably exhausted because he'd been standing there forever.
But it's funny the amount of people that hit me up are just like, is that a joke? Like, is that really him? Like, are you joking with us? Like, no, it's really him. Yeah, he was on the show.
If you just check online, they show extra stuff around town. They're shooting movies. And then next thing you know, hey, we need another coach. Boom, they grab Lunchbox and he's on TV.
And it's nuts to me that they wouldn't choose Bobby, who was like, he's like a bigger deal than Lunchbox.
Right.
But they use Lunchbox as a coach. Maybe Bobby just didn't have all day. I don't know.
Yeah.
But interesting. Do you have a game?
Yeah, do you?
And I mean, if you have one. I mean, I got a stupid one.
Then go with the stupid
one. All right, go.
Let's play
Would You Rather!
Game on! Man, that was us both not being prepared. Good job.
Would you rather drink Gatorade or Powerade?
This is one we've done before.
No, are you kidding me?
We've done it before.
Son of a. Okay, fine. Have we really done it? Okay.
Dude,
all right.
I swear to God, I've talked about it. The shelves, you got Powerade cheaper.
I had the feeling that we did probably. Okay, all right. Start it over. Okay. Ready? Hey, let's Ray, play. Do you want to play that game we play?
Would you rather?
Game on!
All right, I got one.
Okay.
Would you rather do high school for the rest of your life, since we were talking about Friday Night Lights, or college for the rest of your life?
Oh.
So this really ends up being, which one did you have more fun at, dog?
Come on, dude. This is college. Who wants to go back to high school in the most awkward years of your life? High school, I remember specifically going from middle school to high school, and all my friends that I thought were my quote-unquote friends in junior high acted like they didn't even know me in high school. It's a different world. First day of high school, everyone's just like, oh, yeah, hey, what's up, Eddie? Like, I don't know you. I'm kind of cool over here on my side. And dude, and you're by yourself. Wait, you're like,
these have been your friends and they turn on
you? Totally turn on me. Because it's not cool to like hang out with other freshmen, I guess. I don't know what it was. But dude, it was awkward. It wasn't until my junior year when I finally got the groove of high school and I'm like, all right, I can do this. But it was high school was awkward. College, fun. I didn't do crap. I was lazy. I partied all the time. Chilled in my apartment all the time. Played games all day. Like, I loved college.
You got want me on this one? When I think about it, honestly, I got to go with high school. So I'm going to go completely opposite of you. Dude, when I was in college, it's like everybody's drinking. Everybody's partying. I want to kind of be different than that. So then I would do the complete opposite.
Didn't party in college?
I didn't really. I trained. I trained for a marathon. I just decided I don't want to be
for
like...
For 4 years you trained for a marathon? What do you mean?
Coach, for some reason, there was so much alcohol and so many parties and so many girls. I was like, you know what? I don't even really want to date any girls. I don't want to go to parties. I don't even really want to drink. I would go months without drinking, and my buddy Billy in South Beach would be like, dude, where the hell have you been? We've been partying our asses off. And I'm like, took some time off. How you guys been?
Took some time off.
But my point is, I liked high school because it was almost scandalous. So if you go to a house party, the parents are gone. It is so bomb.
Ooh, that stressed me out.
You're stealing alcohol. Oh, what? Where's the alcohol? It's in the garage. Okay, let's go on a mission. Dun, 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 dun. Everything was so scandalous, dude. Trying to go to a party, trying to hang out, trying to date a chick secretly. You're in school. Hey, no PDA. Like, if you can sit there and hug your girl and kiss your girl, it's not that cool. But if you get yelled at and it's kind of risky,
yeah,
it's a lot cooler. So I'm saying, give me high school forever, dude. For some reason, I just like being told I can't do stuff, and then I do stuff.
Whereas in college, you can do whatever you want, whenever you want, and however you want. Like, it's the first time in your life your parents aren't around. You can just stay up late. You can whatever. Dude, you don't have to sleep if you don't want. You know what I mean?
Dude, that's true. You see some of your boys and you're like, have you slept in the last 2 days?
No. Why? It's college, dude. That's why.
Have you been up playing video games, dude? Take that video game machine back to the store before you lose your life.
Dude, me and my buddy, we would get 30 packs of beer in college. I don't even think they sell 30 packs anymore. Do they?
Probably 24.
30 packs of Miller Lite, and we would play the original Nintendo NES, and we'd play the golf game on Nintendo, the old one, the one you have to blow in if it wasn't working. And dude, before you know it, we'd be like, dude, we're out of beer. I'm like, we didn't drink all 30 beers, did we? He's like, it's not there. Then somebody must have stolen it, because there's no way we drank all 30. And we would say that every day.
Dude, it was just too much, man. Not having any rules wasn't attractive to me. You always want that college experience. I had it for about a month, and I was like, what's next? I'm over it.
How many times did you go under in your bank account in college?
Oh, all the time.
Dude, that was the thing. Like, I found out the hard way what insufficient funds meant. Like, I had insufficient funds all the time. I would try to get money out, or I would use my debit card and be like, Like, what? Well, insufficient funds.
And there's still tricks to this day you can use. What you do is, if you're really close to insufficient funds, on a Friday, you just run your debit card as a credit. And I used to do this in college too. It wouldn't hit until Monday. So even if you only had $5 in your account, it'll hit as $1. And so you can then get $50 in gas. It's
college tricks.
And then it hits you on Monday. But dude, honestly, when I think about college, dude, it was like, so sure, I worked at a gas station, so yeah. Dude, my money was so low, but then I finally public address announced and I was able to get enough money where I was like, okay, I can quit the gas station. But dude, I was always right next to insufficient funds. You call the bank, they'll waive one, and maybe every couple months they'll waive another one for you, but dude, it's like $25 every time.
Yes.
That's a hit.
Yeah, a bad hit. And my dad, like, lucky for me, I didn't have to pay for college, because my dad, he was a high school dropout, and so he finally found a way to make money. And so when it was time for me to go to college, it was just like, I don't want you to work your way. Like, just focus on college. And
so your pops is like, I'll cover it.
Pops is like, I'll cover you, and I will, you know, give you this amount of money for spending money. And it was awesome. It was great. But if I ever pissed him off, ever, if I did anything, like I didn't answer all week or something, he'd take the money out like that.
Wow.
And that's how I'd be like, whoa, 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 where did my money go? Like, what am I doing? He's like, sorry, you're out for the rest of the month. And it's like, that's 2 weeks, dude. What are you talking about?
So you had to keep tabs with your parents. I remember I'd went maybe a good amount of time, maybe a month. I didn't talk to my parents. And my mom just called me on the dorm room phone. And she's like, were you ever going to call us? Right. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I forgot. You got to keep talk to your parents and still talk to them.
It was scandalous, because I had never left my house before then, obviously, like a lot of kids. But But really, I moved out of the house, and I was, my wife now, she lived in Austin, which is about 2.5-3 hours away from where I was going to school in Huntsville, Sam Houston State. And so I would sometimes, in the middle of the night, just like be talking on the phone. She's like, I miss you. And like, well, I'll just go over. And I would drive overnight to Austin, spend the night with her, and then leave early in the morning and come back by class at like 9 a.m. or 8:30 a.m. Like all nighter, no sleep, just for the really sole reason is to be there if my parents call.
Right.
Because they'll call. Okay. Like randomly, and I don't answer, like they get pissed.
I was gonna say, were you going back for a test? But you had to get back there to the phone, the landline.
The landline, because we didn't have cell phones then.
Right. We didn't really either. We were honestly, it was just this kind of the start of cell phones. People were getting text messages and stuff like that. So really, the landline was the phone. But that's funny you mentioned that about going all night. I remember when in college, because you don't have rules and you can miss a test, you can do all this stuff, but there's consequences. And I remember a girl goes, "Hey, do you want to go to a Yankees game?" This hottie, hot blonde. And
you're in San Marcos, Texas?
No, actually in Chicago this time.
Okay, okay.
So me and my buddy South Beach, we're like in the gym, and this hottie, we'd known her from New York, and it was maybe a 12-hour drive, let's
say. How does she talk?
Hey, you guys want to go to New York? And we and me in South Beach are like, oh my gosh, dude, we could pack up our bags right now.
What's that drive?
12, I think. Oh maybe my 12, God. Maybe 12, 14. And for that second, dude, and I didn't end up doing it, but in that moment in time, I was like, I can totally ditch my test I have tomorrow. None of that, Matt. Like, this is the one time in my life I can choose anything I want to. I can go to New York with this hot chick, or I can stay here and study, and I chose to stay there and study for
dude,
the test.
That's crazy.
But, dude, I would have been in New York with that girl at the Yankees game with South Beach, and I think we were underage, too, so I don't know how we'd have got beer. But in college, dude, you have those moments where
that's the thing.
There's nobody telling you what to do. I was able to make a decision for the first time in my life.
And that's why people make bad decisions in college, because it's the first time you can actually make a decision, so you're going to make bad ones.
Exactly.
Dude, I love college. That's what I'm talking about.
I love, dude. There's
do you want to change your answer now?
No, dude, I'm going with high school.
All right, well, speaking of college, dude, bowl season is upon us.
And my betting site is all over it. I think they have the absolute billboard of the college football
what
season.
Is it?
It says 40 games, 24 days.
Woo!
You win all those 40 games, you're going to win $25,000.
That'll never happen.
You don't even have to pick the spread. You're just picking winners, and you can win $25,000.
I'm pulling it up right now. Coach, that'll never happen.
Absolutely unbelievable chance right now at $25,000.
See, I don't know. I don't believe that.
There's so many. There's 40 games.
that's a lot of games.
In March Madness, I want to say there's around 64, because there's 64 teams. I think there ends up being about the same amount of games. So in March Madness, you got to win 64 to have a perfect bracket. In this, you got to win 40. So it's not as hard as March Madness, but pretty close.
And the thing with the bowl games is, like, we have to wait another week for the good ones.
But they start, no. The gambling starts now.
Right. But I mean, you're talking like schools, like small schools, like
Alcorn State,
North Texas.
But when it comes,
Utah State.
But when like, it, that's the reason though.
Appalachian State.
That's not even one.
No.
The reason we gamble is it makes these games interesting.
Yes. I agree with that.
I mean, what do you think is more interesting? Betting on an Alabama game or betting on Alcorn State?
More interesting?
Yeah. When you have money on it.
Alabama. Because this is what I've kind of learned in my years of gambling. I enjoy more watching what I'm gambling. With these smaller schools, they're not on TV. Like,
okay, so say Alcorn State's on TV.
I guess all these will be. All bowl games, I guess, are on TV. But, I mean, it's just kind of like no one's watching this. And then I'm stuck. It's noon on a random day, you know, on a holiday weekend or a week. Because these are like – they're going to go on into the week.
They're probably about to start hitting right now.
No, they start tomorrow.
Okay.
But I'm saying, like, you know, later on next week, it's going to be like 2 o'clock on a Tuesday. And there's going to be a bowl game. And I'm going to be like, no one's watching except me. And the only reason I'm watching is because I'm betting on it.
My point is this. For me, when it comes to Alabama and Alcorn State, if I have money on it, it's an equal playing field. They're both equally entertaining to me.
That's right.
The reason a lot of the probably gambling was created, for entertainment. We want it to be so we can make money. Don't make gambling entertainment, because that's how you lose your ass. But what I'm saying is, dude, if you got money on it, that Alcorn State game, that's a national championship to me.
It's watchable.
Exactly.
I get that.
And with ESPN3, I think almost all these are going to be on TV. even if you have to go on your phone, you do ESPN. You do that a lot on your phone. I see you doing the NFL games on Sunday. Yeah. Sometimes we got to do a shift on a Sunday. Mm-hmm. Eddie will just be coming in, walking in the door, and he's looking on his phone. You have the actual games on your phone. Yeah. Is that ESPN3 or what is that?
I have an ESPN app. And okay. So basically on ESPN app, you can get any game that's on ESPN. Any game. ESPN3, there's different versions of ESPN3.
Right.
There's like regions on ESPN3.
Isn't ESPN3 free?
It is, but what I'm saying is like on your TV,
yeah.
You can't get ESPN
3
Northwest or right. Whatever. Well, they're showing.
But you can on your phone.
Yeah, on the okay. App, you can get pretty much any game on ESPN.
Dude, my chick busted me at football season like maybe a month ago. She comes in, we were at her parents' house, and I had ESPN 3 pulled up on the TV. I was watching Texas State. And she was like, "What in the hell are you doing? That looks like an internet feed."
So alma mater, man.
That's what I told her.
Yeah,
but
you were really gambling.
Obviously, I had some cash flow on it. Sweetie, checking out the alma mater. Absolutely love Texas State. I mean, the feed was horrible. Guys, if you're at Texas State, make the damn feed easier.
Coach, all they can do.
When the wives and girlfriends walk in, you're busted instantly.
Dude, I get busted with Hawaii all the time because Hawaii would play on Saturday nights like
Coach,
at midnight.
And you're watching at 1 a.m.
Hawaii. Like, she's like, "Are you interested in the Hawaii game at midnight?
Are you watching porn? What the hell? You're betting? Then it's a football game, and they're yes. Like, I'd rather you were watching porn. What are you doing?
Hawaii, they got a great team this year. They're really good.
Dude, my chick will bust me like a college basketball, Mercer and Brian at 9 in the morning. Or it's like 11 a.m. in the morning, and she's like, I don't never heard of either of these college basketball teams, and I know you haven't either. What are you doing? Are you gambling? When it's not a Kentucky or a Michigan State or something like that, she knows there's probably
money. Your girl anti-gambling, or what's the situation at home with
that? It was hardcore at the very beginning. There was a lot of money being put out. I'm the reason that she started to hate football. Dude, we're so far from that.
A lot of money,
now.
Give me a ballpark.
Hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
So you were losing how much?
I was losing a lot too, Coach. But we were putting a lot of money out there.
Coach, so, see, I don't... What? Go ahead. I just...
Coach, it wasn't $10 when it becomes a problem. It becomes a problem when you start getting into the hundreds, into the thousands.
Okay, so my wife, and I'm glad you don't listen to this podcast.
God
but,
bless her.
But listen, she's scared of Bovada. And I don't know what it is about the online gambling versus all the other kind of
games. She's scared of Bovada.
She's terrified. We've agreed that I can only spend 30, and this was my idea, just to not scare her. Look, I'll only do $30 a month, okay? 30 bucks a month capped.
That's a good.
When I lose the 30, we're done. I won't do it, okay? She's like, you promise me? I promise you. All right, well then, smash cut, December 1st, we go kind of hard, you know? And I and so, like, really, this week, like on Tuesday, I lost all my money, like all of it. I'm headed into bowl season.
Coach, this just got depressing, but continue.
Listen, I'm headed into bowl season without online gambling funds. I'm like pissed. And so I tell her, I go into the room and I'm just like, hey, can I talk to you for a sec? She's like, yeah, what's up?
Yeah, hey, sweetie, is it about the kids? What's up?
No, it's not about the kids. Kids are good.
Is it about your job work?
No, job's fine. No, it's good.
Is it about the sex life?
No, I love that. No, that's perfect. No, we're good on that. It's the online gambling thing. She's like, what, are you out? And I'm like, I'm out. And she's like, oh, well, that sucks. You have to wait till the new year. And I'm like, yeah, about that. Like, I just feel like I work, right? I work really hard. She's like, yeah, you do work hard. Like, if I need an extra 30, like, I can put an extra 30 in there, right? And she's just like, no, you said that you're only going to do 30 a month. And so she's like, it's your word. The principle here is your word that you said 30 a month. And I'm like, right. But it's Christmas time. And what if I don't want any Christmas presents? I don't want any Christmas presents. Just 30 bucks. We're going into bowl season. And how much fun are these bowl games to watch if I'm not gambling?
40 games, 24 days.
Right. So, dude, long story short, it's already long, but I was like, fine, I get it. She's like, plus you already have your squares that you do. And I'm like, whoa. I said, back up. Are you saying it's okay to do squares and not online gambling? She's like, yes, I'm just scared of that online gambling. She said it reminds her of just like people with addiction problems. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I don't have a problem, but the fact that she said okay to squares,
yeah.
Which I think are stupid.
Squares are so dumb. We got a buddy keeps emailing us. I don't want to play your damn squares league.
Explain squares to everyone.
Literally, you pick numbers and you hope that teams have that number as the second number in their score every quarter of the game.
It's just like rolling a dice. Like, so you have a grid, right? 10 by 10 grid. and you fill out a square without knowing what the number is going to be, you pick a square, $10 a square, and you pick four or whatever, it's $40.
And let's just say Eddie gets two numbers. He'll get a three and a two. So the entire bowl season, for every quarter, is it every game?
No, every game.
Every game.
Every final score.
Every final score of every game, Eddie's hoping that there's either a three or a two as the...
That the score ends. So if it's like 33 to 32...
He would win.
I would win.
Because he got the 32. It is the dumbest... And it's the biggest game of chance ever. It's so stupid.
There's no skill. It's just a gamble. It's just a dice throw. And my wife thinks, that's okay. That's fun. That's fine. But the fact that I stick to online gambling and I'm so glued to it and I'm watching scores and I'm doing research... scares her.
And when you got the little napkin filled out and there's just a bunch of numbers and a bunch of minus signs and plus
and you're trying to have dinner with the family.
Sweetie, did our son leave his math homework at home?
No, no, that's mine.
Or you doing algebra with sports teams?
It says Tulane on there. Don't the kids want to go to maybe Tulane University? Like, yeah, probably.
Sweetie, were you looking at potential colleges for our kids?
Yeah. You know, you never want to be too early on that. You know, it's a college.
I see you had Alcorn State. Why does it say plus eight?
Because I'm
Eight years?
No. I'm assuming that in plus 8 years, the money multiplies. So the value of the tuition now is going to multiply by eight by the time they go to school.
So then why does Duke say minus 16?
Right. Duke. So that's a bigger school, dude.
I love taking the notes, but it's such a dead giveaway that you've been gambling. So you always almost got to just not do the notes nowadays, because when you leave those note sheets around, that's when there's a trail and it's like, okay, this guy's been gambling.
But coach, I'm trying to keep an open door, with my wife and the gambling. Like, I'm not trying to lie to my wife. Like,
absolutely not.
You know, so like,
coach, your door is open.
What's your open door? Like, or is the door just closed?
Dude, our door is, we've stepped away from it. She'll sometimes be like, hey, this is a big Alabama game, Alabama, Georgia. She's like, I'm totally cool if you put money on this game. So I did, and I won. It was amazing. So she's okay at times, but if she's around me, she doesn't want me watching the game, gambling hardcore. Let's just chill, enjoy our time together, and watch the game.
Got it.
So I can do a pick 'em because that's just fun. Yeah. Oh, I win $25,000, I lose. Screw it.
And what do you think about all these bowl game names? Like, is it just stupid to me? Because I think it's really like dumb that if you have a company, you can just buy a sponsorship to the bowl. Like,
listen,
like it used to be like the Orange Bowl, like the. What's the one in Dallas? The Cotton Bowl. Like, and it still is the Cotton Bowl, but it's like the Allstate Cotton Bowl. Like
It's all these sponsors.
The Ajax Toilet Bowl. Like,
coach, look at the Lakers. They now have like Whoosh, or what do they even have put on their jerseys?
That's what I'm talking about.
Dude, it's all over the place. Our podcast eventually is going to be like not just Sore Losers. There's going to be names before it and after it, and it's going
to
be sponsors.
Sore Losers Podcast brought to you by Taco Mamacita.
And also grab yourself a Solo Cup. We drink to Solo Cup.
Yeah. I mean, I get it, but it's just ridiculous. And it just feels like there are hundreds of bowl games just so people can make money. Like, that's all it exists for, right?
Coach, they just love attaching the name, the sponsors and sponsorships and endorsements and boom, and throw it in there and yada, yada, yada. We're there to pick them, to win them, and to call it a successful bowl
season.
But
does it really work, though? Do you ever see a bowl name and just be like, what is that? And Google the company?
No.
And be like, oh, hedge funds, like fun. Like,
coach, if there's ever a commercial on the TV, do you ever Google anything when you're watching it as a guy and you're into the game and you probably have money on it? No, you just want to know the score, the teams, how much time's left. Can I grab a beer from the fridge? Guys are different than women. Women probably are putting the names in Google. They're researching it. Oh, potato bowl? Oh, that's right. I need to get some potatoes. Well, let me check out this potato. Coach, that's women. Guys aren't doing any of that stuff. All guys think about is beer, gambling, and where are my boys, and when can I go to the man cave?
I mean, let's give you an example. Potato bowl. You're watching the potato bowl at Albertsons Stadium. I mean, Albertsons is a grocery store that sells potatoes, and they're doing the potato bowl.
But now you know you can get potatoes at Albertsons, all because it's on the name of a bowl game.
And where are they playing? In Idaho.
But what these sponsors are, they're smart because they know the women are going to be around while we're watching these bowl games. So, dude, there's even some women. There's probably a tampon bowl because they know the women are in the room with us.
I don't think there's a tampon bowl. There should be. There's a Cheez-It bowl.
I was being sarcastic. You get my point. But there's going to be women products on these because women are in the room now with their guys. They're watching the games. Heck, women are doing the pick-ems.
Yeah.
I haven't heard really any women in the office talking about pick'ems, but there's women talking fantasy, which tells me eventually they're going to start doing the pick'ems. Women are going to do the squares. You know what? Women are going to be talking betting lines. I was out a couple weekends ago, and this chick knew the line better than her husband. And I was like, wow, the times are definitely changing.
What? I mean, I think women have been watching sports for a while.
Yes, but they didn't know the betting lines. When women start the betting lines, then I'm like, you know what? They are really, really into sports.
But, Coach, the betting lines are becoming a thing in just the game in general. Like, when you have the announcers talking about betting lines, it's a thing. Like,
because betting is now legal in America, and the sports betting is going to the casinos. So if you have a casino in your city, you're getting the sports betting. Tunica? They're sports betting. I had a dude hit me in Mississippi. Whatever one's down there, he said they're sports betting.
So I just don't know how that's going to keep the game honest. Like, you understand money rules. I'm not going to get into this, but money rules everything.
Right, but our bets aren't enough to make.
Not our bets. You're talking about big bets. There, Coach, are people that put big bets in here.
That's how the tennis people get busted. If there's a $16,000 bet on a tennis player, there's been fraudulent stuff happen. Then
throw in games. But
then the gambling site investigates. Coach, they're not investigating your $20 bet. Look, they don't care if you illegally got some information.
Listen, if I was the offensive coordinator of Louisiana Tech, you can bet live that what the next play is going to be.
But you can't bet more than $300, and he makes way more at that job than a measly $300 he can make on an easy bet that he would win.
I mean, that would pay for Christmas.
But you don't want to sacrifice. He could say, tell one of his buddies, hey, we're going to run this play, the first play of the game. You can win on a betting site.
Listen, listen.
But it's not worth it. Why would he risk his entire job over a $300 win for his buddy?
It's the max $300 on one bet, though.
Usually with the live betting, they don't let you bet more than $1,000. $1,000 is going to move the needle. Dude, under $1,000, betting sites don't give a crap.
Do these sites monitor do they monitor trends? Do they see like Ray in Nashville, he bets a lot this one, and he's 95% on this. That's fishy.
Dude, then they could, maybe they pull a line if they see that I love to bet NBA late in the game and I win a lot. I bet they pull those lines. They're smart, dude. Betting, we're just a bunch of pawns. Honestly, unless you're smart about it and you're reasonable and you don't get addicted to gambling, then that's when you beat the betting sites. Otherwise, you're just a pawn. A betting site's like, oh, Eddie, he's an idiot. He'll just deposit money all the time and bet crazy and get drunk. We'll just give him a free $100 because then that's going to end up putting him in the whole $300. And we'll
that's
actually
why
make $400.
Give me the free money, yeah.
If betting sites give you free money, they think you're an idiot.
No, they do offer me free money all the time. I don't take it, though, because I'm not an idiot.
Because you know the rollover, and you know, mm-hmm, it takes some time to get that money.
Yeah, and they'll give you free money, and they'll just be like, yeah, 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 there's free money. But before you use it, you got to spend at least $50 in the casino. And I'm like, I'm not playing freaking online blackjack.
I mean, let me put it this way. You feel like kind of a loser in Vegas when you're on the betting floor and you're playing roulette and craps. For some reason. Not maybe, let's say by yourself, yes. Don't you feel kind of like an idiot and like kind of just a douche? Imagine yourself now. Put yourself in front of a computer. You're playing online
in
craps
room
and roulette. Man, you must feel like a real douche.
Yeah, just reconsider.
Like, don't do that.
Just reconsider your life a little bit. Just kind of.
Yeah.
Make adjustments.
As long as you're making it about statistics and mathematics and you're calculating stuff and you feel like you're winning more than you're losing, then bet. But if you're doing the online craps real quick before I go to bed, hoping up to, you know, to wake up and be up, that's not good. That's actually called addicted to gambling.
So are there any bowl games that you're like into? Are you excited for?
Not right now. Now it's about the pick 'em. We don't get our Final Four for a month.
Yeah.
You realize that?
Yeah. No, until after Christmas. Until after Christmas, you start getting the good games.
And that's how it always is.
Not to say that there aren't going to be any exciting games, because, I mean, all these games can produce entertaining football. But the good games, the ones we're all waiting to watch, not till after Christmas.
But I'm telling you guys, you got to get in now because the bowl games start on Saturday. Well, no, what I'm saying is bowl games start on Saturday. So if you want to do the pick 'em where you can win $25,000, you got to get in today. You got to do it. Most websites will do it free because it's that difficult to do. Get in. Give yourself a chance at $25,000.
Coach, did you see? So we're talking about the sponsorships on the jerseys, dude. NBA, they're starting to become like boxers. I mean, they're
because they have so many of them.
I mean, now almost every team has a sponsorship on their jersey. Like I saw Durant, is that Golden State? I don't know. One of them had like Taco Loco or something. Like it's really, they got to have a standard for some of these things. They can't just put their cousins like taco stand. You know what I mean? Like,
maybe he paid enough.
No, I'm sure they did. I'm sure like the whatever, I forgot. Maybe it was the Milwaukee Bucks. I don't know who it was, but
I thought the Milwaukee Bucks were Harley Davidson.
Maybe. Here's the thing.
What you're saying is it's getting a little outrageous. Well, you can't do taco trucks. It's got to be a corporation or something like that.
It's like the beer at the Dodger Stadium. Whoever bought that sponsorship or whoever sold the sponsorship at Dodger Stadium, and it's La Estrella de Bueno Cerveza. Like guys, the whole world that's watching Dodgers, I don't even know what that beer is, and I love beer. Like, I don't even know if it is a beer. I mean, it looks like a restaurant. You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. The big sign that's there? What is that?
I don't know.
Exactly.
But the locals do, and that's why it's there.
Yes, but there's more to that than the locals.
I know, but they don't count on games getting broadcast nationally. They're just like, okay, we're local. Boom, this is our beer. Everybody in L.A. will know about this beer.
Estrella Buena. Enjoy la cerveza.
You're right, though. What if an NBA team's advertising for a place that's just local?
Right, which some of those are. Like, that's what I'm saying.
Like Detroit Pistons. They're advertising for a gun store in Detroit. You're like, yeah, what?
Jimmy's Gun Shop.
Jimmy's Gun and Liquor. What?
It's like, you got to be smart when picking these things.
They need to be big corporations. Let's
you make
not
more money if it's a big corporation.
Maybe some of them, that's all they can get. So like, hey, let's go with the cheap guy or whatever and get him on board.
That's what I'm talking about. It's going to be like boxing when, you know, like the Mexican boxers come out and they got Tecate on there and they've got the Sosa insurance and, like, you know, all over the shorts and their trunks. Like, you got to be careful or else you, next thing you know, they're going to be writing ads on their arms.
I know.
It's crazy, dude. Like, I'm telling you, in the next 10 years, they're going to be logos all over
instead
everyone.
Of just the, now, right now, they're saying modest. Let's put it just in the corner. It's really simple. Not
you
a lot of people.
You open the door with one. I mean, that's it. It's a can of worms now. Like, next thing you know, there's just patches everywhere.
Well, and it'll be workout companies. It's going to be energy drinks. It's going to be gyms, stuff like that, because the NBA guys are doing it.
Yeah. And football doesn't have any yet, but think about football. Think about football. You got, you know, 11 players out there, like,
each one has you can do so many different sponsorships and ads and stuff.
I know. I mean, put different ones in every player, you know, like different values
like
on
Belichick. He's with a sweatshirt company and it just says like Sweatshirt Co.
Exactly.
Your ideal cut off sweatshirts, Belichick.
Think about it. It makes it, you give Brady the good one because he's on the field.
He would have
all
like
the time.
Vogue or
sure.
Definitely a very, very big.
General Motors.
Forbes, big time stuff. That's right. Brady. The crappier players get, the weaker sponsorship
they get
deals.
Jimmy's Taco Shop.
Absolutely. Yeah. You're going to get Chipotle.
Tony Mavatori's Pizza. You know what I mean? Like Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A would go to the big dude.
Yeah, Chipotle is also a bigger one too.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of a local spot.
Tommy's Auto Shop.
Turnip Truck. So it's going to be like, if a guy's in the slot, he's not really a big-time receiver, kind of like maybe...
Or Special Teams. Special Teams gets all the locals.
Okay, Special Teams players are all for sure going to have like Turnip Truck, local stuff, trucks, all that.
Yeah. La Estrella Cerveza.
Turnip Truck.
Right. Yeah, dude, it's going to be crazy. I'm telling you. But I saw, I don't know, when I saw, there was a taco shop on one of them, or a taco stand... It wasn't anything I recognized. I don't remember which one it was or who, what team, but I was like, it's out of control.
Dude, there's going to be a point at a time when all three NFL guys run into each other, and it's going to be a Ford sponsorship and a Chevy sponsorship,
oh,
and then
battle.
Another player that's in on it is going to be Allstate. It's going to be all three of them.
Oh, right.
And the announcer's going to be like, well, it was a Ford and a Chevy, and good thing Allstate's there.
Coach! Well, coach, and think about it. If the one's acting a fool and they start fighting— He just got revoked. He's no longer representing Chevy.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? They're gonna pull. They're gonna like the ref's gonna go up there and rip his badge off. Sponsorship done, dude. You can't be fighting like that. Chevy's pissed now.
And Chipotle's not gonna like the look of that.
Oh, gosh, you cannot be acting like that with a Chipotle logo on your shoulder.
That's more of a Bud Light type act.
Oh, and there goes the ref ripping off the patch. He's no longer sponsored by Chevy, dude. That's how it's gonna be. Coach, anyway, I was watching, too, something we missed. We didn't do a show yesterday, but something I saw online. Did you see Jordan talk to that player?
Did he hit him in the head?
Yeah, he smacked him like a dad. You know, like my dad used to do that. Like, what's wrong with you, kid? Hit him in the back of the head. Like, don't talk to your mom like that. That's the kind of, like, thing he did, which was kind of weird.
Is he getting back? I saw it. Is he getting backlash, or did he just give him a little tap to the
head? I don't read backlash. Like, I don't know. I saw it.
What you guys are going to need to know about millennials, we don't read the articles. We just see the headline.
I mean, you see the video, and I'm just going to watch the video. The thing is, like, when you get on Twitter or anything else, like, you're going to have 20 different opinions. And then some people are just going to try to get the clicks and say something controversial about it. I don't care. I'm not falling in that hole. But watching the video, at first, I'm going to be honest, without the sound, just watching it on my phone, be like, oh, what's he doing? He didn't do it just once. He did it twice.
But he's Jordan. He can do pretty much whatever he wants.
Yeah, but I mean, you can't lay a hand on another.
I think he's good.
You do?
Yeah. But man, Jordan, he loves that game of basketball, huh? He played it his entire life, and now he's GM, he's CEO, whatever he is. Dude, he's at all these games now. That dude loves.
Was that his team?
Yeah.
Charlotte?
Yeah.
He owns it?
Yeah. Well, can you imagine?
Or does he? I don't know.
He's in part of it. Whatever. He's half owner, full owner.
Okay.
I'm covering them all because we're going to look like idiots.
Because we are idiots.
CEO, owner.
Who's not here right now? The sports genius. So we're going to sound like idiots.
That's a lot of basketball in your life, man. I played my share of baseball. I'm good. I kind of like just watching it on TV. My friends are like, hey, do you want to play some baseball? We're all going down to the park. I'm good. I played it for 20 years of my life.
Not him.
Dude, Jordan.
That's his life.
He's been in that basketball world for 80, however old he is.
And he's going to be in it until after he dies. Like, his logo is everything. His company's going to be in it forever.
Yeah.
Air Jordan is going to be a thing forever.
Duh.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, Babe Ruth missed out on huge opportunities.
He didn't have any of it.
Nothing. We could still be wearing Babe Ruth socks.
Let's be real. Would Babe Ruth even make it in today's baseball? Dude, he wouldn't even make it to single A. He's a fat guy.
I know, but what I'm saying is, but no one even cares about how Jordan played. It's just a thing now. Did you buy the new Jordans? Yeah, I got the new Jordans.
Jordans are still popular.
Yeah, not because of Michael Jordan, because it started with Michael Jordan being awesome, but now he doesn't even play. Who cares?
I know, but there's 38-year-old guys still asking for Jordans for Christmas.
Yeah.
I know him.
Yeah, I did too.
Bobby Bones.
Where are my Jordans?
Dude, they're still popular.
Yeah, yeah, there are dads and out you there can't that go want
in some,
Jordans.
Yeah, you can't go in some parts of town with Jordans on.
What do you mean?
Because they're so expensive, they'll rob you.
Really?
Yes.
They'll steal your shoes?
Still to this day, that's a thing.
Like back in the day, it was like, oh, don't wear a watch. You know, like a nice watch in that part of town. No, now it's shoes?
How
do they get shoes off of you? They knock you down and take your shoes?
Yeah. I mean, the same thing, they get the watch, the wallet. If you want it, you're going to get it.
Dang, so if you get mugged, you walk home barefooted, and you're just like, man, I took my Jordans.
That's the worst thing to get stolen, because, yeah, you don't have your shoes. When I go to...
I don't think you know what you're talking about.
Dude, speaking of having the watch, when I go to East Nashville, downtown, I'm fine with the watch. I trust...
What kind of watch you got?
It's not a Rolly. It's a... What is it?
Fossil?
It's American. It's like it called American Exchange, I think, AX. But when I'm downtown, I know downtown, so I wear a watch.
Coach, how much is your watch worth? A
couple hundred.
Is it?
Yeah. So when I go to east side of Nashville, I never wear a watch.
Let's see what we got.
If we're going to dinner at a taco, there's some really nice taco places she likes to go to. There's maybe a dive bar here or there. I don't take the watch because I've heard rumors about East Nashville. I see East Nashville in the news. I'm not wearing a watch there. I'll wear my normal stuff, my normal look. I'll have a t-shirt, my jeans, my nice boots, but I ain't wearing the watch.
American Exchange. There's one for $22. It's a nice one.
Well, that's probably an out-of-date one.
I saw a cool watch today, speaking of watches, where the hands didn't move, the numbers did.
Interesting.
So it rotated. The watch would rotate. The whole face would rotate.
It was a Rolly?
No, I don't know what brand it was, but it was cool. There were two big dials. The hands stayed the same, never moved, but the numbers would rotate. The big wheel would move slowly.
My buddy, Billy.
Yeah.
He got into the Rolly industry, watches.
Like what he sold Rolexes?
What he would do is you can get, there's places where you can get Rolexes. So say they're worth $5,000, you can get them for $4,000. They'll sell them $1,000 off just like that. So you saved $1,000, right?
Yeah, but they're worth.
They're worth more. They're worth probably $5,000, these dealers. However he did the business. I don't exactly understand the infrastructure, everything that it worked with it, but he ended up going in on these watches. So you get $1,000 off a watch. That seems like an easy moneymaker, right?
Yeah.
The only problem, good luck trying to find somebody that's going to pay $5,000 for a watch. So I don't think that business.
There aren't a lot of people.
My point is, my boy Billy, he's chilling with about five Rollies.
He has five Rollies?
Yeah.
But he bought them?
Yeah. He was trying to flip them, but...
He's just stuck with them now?
Yeah, until you can flip them.
I mean, they're awesome. There's one. I drive home... I'm not a watch guy or anything, but I drive home and there's a billboard of an awesome Rolex. It's one of those gold ones with blue outside ring and kind of blue and gold. Beautiful.
Hey, dude. Advertising works.
I drive by that billboard and I'm like, one day. One day daddy's going to get one of those. Dude, I don't know what it is. I don't like watches, but that watch is so cool looking. And just think, man, Rolex, Rolex, Rolex.
One day,
daddy's going to get one of those Rolex. I don't know. I mean, I really, why would I spend that much money on a watch? I don't get that.
They're thousands of dollars.
Thousands. Thousands. Did you watch the game last night?
The
Thursday Night Football.
I saw the final highlights.
What'd you think?
fantastic ending to a game that the Chiefs controlled the entire way. I saw highlights. I was working. I went to bed early. Sue me. I saw the highlights, and they controlled everything. They were almost up. Weren't they two touchdowns with maybe 3 minutes left? And the Chargers come all the way back, then have the nuts to go for a two-point conversion to win the game. If you were in Kansas City for that game, you woke up with the sorest set of nuts and butt you've ever had in your life. Because, wow, did that hurt. You guys really took one right up the
butt. Wait. Should we call brother?
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes, we need to call brother.
He's not even going to be awake. We have our friend, Kansas City brother. He went to the game.
Coach, get him on the phone.
There's no way he even we has a voice.
To. We have to.
Hit me with it.
All right, here, stand by. Wait, hold on. I can't give his number out.
Here, I have it.
You do?
Yeah.
Here.
But
I'm going to give it to you right now. Here, there it is.
I got it.
We have to call him. I completely forgot. So Brother Pitts, oh my gosh,
explain
I heart Big Pitts.
That he went to it, took a picture.
He's, you know, we have him on the show once in a while. He is the biggest Kansas City Chiefs fan. And he told us 2 weeks ago, this is how this guy works. 2 weeks ago, he told us, he's like, oh, I'm thinking about going to that Thursday night game. You think I should go? And we're like, what do you mean? Like, that's in 2 weeks. How do you do that? Oh, I got a buddy. He got tickets. He flew down there or drove. I don't know how he gets down there. And he went to the game last night. He texted us, sent us pictures. He's at the end zone, like right, I don't know, few rows up, not far from the end zone. He was just texting us during the game, talking about how awesome it was. Man, I'm sure brother probably halftime.
It is not necessary.
Halftime, he was probably, I don't know, five beers deep because, I mean, it looked like the Chiefs were going to win the whole entire game, all the way the Chiefs were in control, in the lead. And then all of a sudden, man, the Chargers just came back. And I think, and I'm not sure, we'll ask him right now, we're calling him right now, I think that he was probably right in that end zone where that catch happened.
If that's the case, that's terrible.
Mm.
Because you know that guy, he shook his ass right at brother.
Here, let's see. We're not even telling him, we're calling him.
He's probably so hungover. I bet he has no voice.
For the dude,
he's in Kansas City. He ain't gonna be up.
He's got to be up.
No way. Not after that kind of a loss. No way.
Dang it,
dude! It was the toughest loss of Kansas City for them all year.
Hey, this is Andrew. Sorry.
Oh man.
And we got his real name out there.
That's all right. I think he said it.
Hey, it's brother. I'm all hungover as hell. The Chiefs lost, and I drank 20 beers.
Yeah, I'm texting him right now.
Dude, no way he put down any less than 20 beers. He was tailgating all day, and he makes friends so easy.
He makes friends. It looks, from this picture, it looks like he's two rows from the end zone.
Dude, he was right there when Chargers went for the two-point conversion. Then the guy, what was it, Mike Williams, shook his ass in brother's face.
He probably rubbed his ass in brother's face. Oh, my goodness. I feel bad, because, I mean, Coach, he is the biggest fan ever. I mean, and for this to happen to him, and we were even talking about, like, man, he's like, he got his tickets for $150. I'm like, that's good.
That is reasonably good.
I don't know if he has a dealer, a friend, or what, but
he has to. You're not on StubHub, on Craigslist. You're not getting Kansas City Chiefs Thursday Night Football tickets for $150.
And he always says, like, yeah, my friend hooked me up. I'm like, you know, this is the dude he just met the last time he was at a game.
You would think, oh, he's known this guy for 20 years. No. Brother literally meets people at tailgates, parties with them, drinks booze with them, and then it obviously gets awkward when the team loses.
Coach, I get it, man. I'm a huge Pearl Jam fan, and growing up, me and my buddy Mike would always go to Pearl Jam Pearl Jam concerts, and we would meet people. We were in the Pearl Jam fan club. We met a bunch of people at these concerts, and we became friends with them, like still some lifelong friends that we met at Pearl Jam concerts. I get the camaraderie of having a team in common. And that's great, dude. Happy for him.
Dude, I really want to give the people a lock. I'm craving a winner. Are you going to be able to shut the door today or no?
No, I didn't even look at it.
Guys.
And Coach, I'm out of money. Like, really, like I've said, like, I don't want to make a bet.
Okay.
If I don't have money.
Okay. It's a weekend, guys. We always give you a lock. That is our service to the community. I've said it once. I'll say it 1,000 times. 40 games, 24 days. That's what the month of December is all about. This is huge. Then college football is going to be over. This is a money month. Obviously, you got to bet a little bit because these are some crappy bowl games, but you put money on it, put some skin there. It's going to make it so much more entertaining. Here's my lock. We're going tomorrow night, App State and Middle Tennessee State. I live in the state of Tennessee. I know this team. My girlfriend.
App State?
Yeah.
Appalachian State?
Yep.
The one I said earlier, and you were like, probably not a team.
I thought you said...
Appalachian.
You said Appalachian State?
Yeah. Sorry to interrupt you. Go ahead.
My bad. All right. My girlfriend, it's her alma mater. She went to Middle Tennessee State. We know these teams like the back of our
hand. Middle's good, dude.
They're awesome. The over-under is 47.5. App State, Middle Tennessee State, over 47.5. Go ahead and lock it up.
That's a lot of scoring.
Guys, hit me up on Twitter, Sizzin Raymundo. That is my stone cold lead pipe lock of the weekend. App State, Middle Tennessee State, over 47.5 games tomorrow night.
All right, back it up. Why do you have a new screen name, and what is Sizzin?
Sizzin is a Johnny Manziel thing.
What is that?
It means a lot of different things.
I saw your name come up. I'm like, what is this dude doing? Like,
Sizzin Raymundo. It's a lifestyle is the best way to explain it.
What is
it? Means you're,
go ahead and explain that.
It means that you're a with it type dude. Got swag.
You're with it.
Yeah.
I'm Sizzin.
Yeah.
Oh, like sizzling.
That and
like, all, like I'm on fire. I got the sizzles.
Sizzin. So it's a Johnny Manziel thing.
So he started it?
Yeah. And he has merchandise that says Sizzin. And so then I made my screen name that.
So is it his company, Sizzin?
I mean, maybe he's made it a company now, but...
Why don't you ever just come up with your own thing?
It's already a thing, so why create something that's not a thing?
I'm telling you, I look at your Twitter, and I'm like, I don't know this dude. Block him.
Okay.
And then I see the picture, I'm like, oh, no, that's Ray. Okay, great, that's Ray.
Okay, coach, I don't need...
And then your name's Ray, and then you gotta do Raymundo. You know you're not Hispanic. I am Hispanic, and I take offense to Raymundo.
Here's my thing with screen names and picking this and picking that. If you're a huge, famous talent, if you're going to be somebody, you're going to be amazing, huge, blow up, rocket through the roof. Your screen name, it doesn't matter. The great will always happen, regardless of the screen name. So cool. Tell me that the screen name's a little weird. Dude, the talented people in America survive and thrive not because of their screen name, because of what they have in here. And I pointed to my heart. Coach, I'm not worried. I'm really not worried about the screen name. I'm not worried about maybe I miss out on 1,000 followers.
You lost your check too, didn't you?
I lost the blue check mark.
Now you're not verified.
I know. At the end of the day, so will I lose out on some followers? Sure. But I don't care about 10,000 followers, 5,000 followers. I care about, when it comes to it, push comes to shove, red lights on. People, TV, radio, they know that I'm here to play. And dude, I'm going to rock it. I'm going to skyrocket.
Sizzin
Raymundo. But that's the thing. So you can get all bent out of shape. Oh, I've got to make a name that says producer in it. No, that's not for me.
I created that thing a long time ago. I know. And it just is what it is. I'm not going to change it.
I know.
I'm Producer Eddie. I'm not going to change that now.
I guess I'm explaining this to people
and
out
then
there.
In the middle, you change your name to Raymundo, and then you go Sizzin Raymundo. I'm like, dude, you got to just stick with it. It's okay. Like your name's Ray. Your parents named you Ray.
Yes.
Stick to Ray.
Raymundo is just a funny thing.
But it's not. Because you're not Hispanic. Your name is not Raymundo.
Can I get on my spiel?
Yeah, go ahead.
But if you are out there and you have maybe 1,000 followers and you're super funny, that 1,000 followers doesn't mean that you're not funny. Continue to be funny. Be a great writer. Eventually you'll get discovered is what I'm saying. I believe truly that I'll get discovered. And it's not a little couple followers here or a couple followers there. The great always cream always rises to the top, baby.
Sizzin
Raymundo.
Do you want to call Lunchbox?
No.
I'm bummed that Pitt's not answering.
I've given my lock.
All right.
You guys got to get to the bank because it closes 9 to 5, baby. Don't tell your wives. Take out a couple $100.
What do you say that? Tell your wives. Let them know. Keep that door open.
This is going
You're so
to.
Stupid. People are going to take you seriously.
This is going to start the bowl season off right. You're going to make so much money this month. So much money. It all starts with Middle Tennessee State and App State over 47.5 Saturday night.
And what's the plan next week? Are you going out of town or what are you doing? Because I talked to Lunchbox. We might do a show on Monday.
Okay.
Are you here?
I'm all in.
Okay.
Yeah, my family's coming here. My girlfriend in Nashville, her parents live in the
suburbs.
Oh,
so you're not going anywhere.
My family's coming here.
Shut up.
Yeah, so it's going to be.
Are the families getting together?
They're all getting together.
Oh, are you nervous about that?
No. Coach, look at me. I don't get nervous about anything.
Like you're not shaking. I get it. Okay. All right.
Because somebody would just be shaking randomly.
You're just nervous talking about it. Okay. Well, that's fun. Then we'll all be here. I'll be here for a few more days.
Hey, and hopefully we'll have Sports Genius back.
And we need Sports Genius back.
He's going to be so mad. that he hasn't been on the show.
Well, I thought he'd be mad that we were doing shows without him, but he's good. He knows. He can't. I mean, he can't talk.
And I texted him. I said, "Hey, man, we're doing the show without you. The show has gone to."
I know. He said, "I saw that you all did a fake Luke Bryan." I'm like, "Oh God, help him." He's like, "Great, they're doing fake Luke Bryan and fake Eric Church."
They didn't talk about James Harden getting a triple-double and 50 points. That was actually pretty cool.
Did they really not talk about Toronto beating Golden State?
Did they not? That did
it. I mean, Toronto beats Golden State without Kawhi, and they didn't even talk about it. Hey, listen, Sports Genius, we watched it. I know it happened. Great game. I don't know. I just don't get excited about talking about that crap.
You can touch on it, though.
Yeah, we didn't do a show yesterday.
That's why we need Sports Genius, because he knows how to touch on the subjects.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sports Genius. He'll be back. So anyway, thanks for listening. That was us, Raymundo. God, I hate you call yourself Raymundo. Ray and Eddie filling in. I mean, not filling in, but we miss the Sports Genius. We need him back.
And guys, take that lock, make some money. And we want to shout out, thank you so much to Sore Losers Bets. It's a Twitter account. We're not even associated with but they put all our picks up there. So check him out if you want.
Yeah, I like the dude. He's cool. It's fun. Whoever it is.
How do you know it's a dude?
He does a good job. I don't know, dude.
Bub.
Hey, so follow us. Oh, follow us on Sore Losers Show on Twitter. I'm going to post the video of Lunchbox on Friday Night Lights. I'll post it. It'll be funny. All right. Thank you all for listening. Have a good weekend. And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas,
Merry
guys.
Christmas to everyone.
Yeah, take that money, baby. You're going to win. You're going to get the money. You're going to make some money. Let's go. It's all money.
Buzzer together. One, two, three.